Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Okay, everybody, I am here with the Chief Muse Calliope. I'm very interested in what it is that she has to say. And she's just reassuring me that she actually is indeed, she has come to help. First she said, she has come with musings itself. That's very, musings about our earth plane and the direction of life. But she wants to talk about our willpower, our will to create that which is within us. She said, a lot of you desire to create many things while you are alive here today. You seek from the heart what has been calling you here. However, you are tempted by your own inner doubts, and therefore you stand still in the midst of time itself as it continues to progress forward. Creativity has come here on your earth plane, and it is a superpower that you have. All of you are endowed to this gift, is what she's calling it, from the all above. And many of you sentient creatures have a desire to, I'm hearing, lift yourself up through creativity itself, through your own and through your own willpower. She said it takes the power of your will to create here on a consistent or constant basis. Many of you falter because you give up too easily, she said, within yourself and in your mind. You allow that to dictate, to even dictate your heart. Therefore, you don't continue in the way that is aligned with your hopes and dreams. And she wants to clear you of that, she is saying. And that is why she is here today as a guest speaker. This is hilarious. I feel like I can even see her a little bit. She's very she's very nice. And she's telling me I'm a very challenging person. And I wonder why she's saying this. That I have a lot of thoughts. And she's breaking through all of my thoughts right now. So that's kind of funny. And she is here today to incite you, she said, to even excite your will, excite the desires of your heart, and to, of course, she said, lift up humanity, as many of you are called here to do that through, yes, through your will, but through your own creations, through the will of your imagination, if you allow it to lead you such. And she said, you know, she herself is a prosperous being. She has many ideas every day. And therefore, if you want to connect with her, if there's cause to connect, she can help you to flesh out your ideas here, she said. Remember that she is a muse, and it is her goal to help you see, really, she said, the desires of your own heart, but to really entertain the creativity within your own self or your own soul. And she said, everybody here is a creative being. They create through their will on a daily basis. Some create what you would call good things, some and powerful things, and some create undesirable things as well. But you are all creators in your own right. Therefore, create at your own will. Do not allow the desires of the world to dictate your creations. But she said, seek within the heart, ask what it is you're willing to create, ask what it is that inspires you here as a human being, and entertain that thought and play around with it. She said that creativity should be playful. It shouldn't be limiting, and it shouldn't be undesirable. She wants you to memorize this saying, she said, that creativity must be playful. It is through this sacred art of play. I even heard her use the word entertainment, where your desire will, what's the word here? Blossom. She said, blossom. When you are having fun, when you are in the state of that creativity, when you are in the state of art, is the word that she used, you will feel flexible, she said. Your imagination will expand, and it will open your mind to other insights, creative insights, if you allow things just to be. And do not judge yourself through the process. She said, many of you falter at this stage. You start judging your own creations because you fear what others will say about them. They may not be up to your own ideas of beauty, she said. Or you may feel as if, again, your creations are not good enough for the world. She said, do not allow this to dictate what it is that you create, and do not allow it to prevent you from even getting started. She wants to emphasize that. Just get started and start small. She said, everybody grows through practice and through entertaining their imagination and their willpower. So if you wish to create what is in your heart, then she said, simply create. Take the time for this. Allow yourself that time. She understands that many of you are very busy beings and you play many roles throughout your life, but remember that in every role you play, you are a creator. So create from your heart, create from your mind, create from your will. She keeps saying that, your willpower. And she is here, she said, to help you create. She is here to help you become flexible, to try new things, go out of your comfort zone is what she's saying. And she also wants to state, do not allow your age to limit you and what it is you choose to play with. She said, yes, she understands the older you get, there are sentiments about age that are harmful and they are unhelpful here. She said, surrender that thought, she said. Surrender that thought and just allow yourself to be and judge not yourself, her words exactly. Have fun with it. It is never too late to create what you desire. And that goes for all things here, she said. It doesn't matter what it is. Do not limit yourself in your ability to create. The mind is a powerful being, and she said, or a powerful tool that you have at your own personal disposal. So utilize it carefully and utilize it daily. And if you need her help, because remember, she has many, many creative thoughts every day. If you need a creative download, is what she just said, then call her name, Calliope. Call her out from your own wellspring of power, she said. And yes, an offering is desirable. She's saying a powerful offering as well. But if you need help in fleshing out your desires, again, call upon her and she will help you. But make time for this. She said, even if you only have 30 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day, that is enough time to sketch something silly out, to play a song, or to learn to play a song, to learn to, she said, paint or draw or create pottery or whatever it is your talent may be. It's funny, she's even showing me like, what is it called? It's like some sort of threading or yarn work or whatever. She's showing me all the different potentialities, right? Give yourself that space to really connect to your own talents. And she's saying, be mindful of that. Put yourself first, prioritize yourself and your desires and the desires of your heart and your own creativity. And she wants to say that, I'm just making sure that I got this right. She wants to commend you for being here today, listening to her words, and also having the courage to create, to step out of your comfort zone. She wants to emphasize that because she said many people are afraid of the unknown. And she said, like me, which is funny, they are afraid of failure. Therefore, that prohibits them from even trying at the outset. She said, try anyways. Allow yourself to laugh, have fun, and just create for the sake of creation, for the sake of art. And she's like, you never know how things will turn out, but give yourself that gift. Allow yourself to be, and allow yourself to be judged less, she said. Do not judge yourself. Be in a space where you can be creative enough without judging self. She said, it is an empowering state to be. So make time for that. And laugh. And I heard her say this, laugh out loud at yourself. It is okay to do so. She said, you are humans having, or you are spirits having a human experience here. This is what it is to be human, is to laugh at self. It is to create. It is to be silly. And it is to perhaps be less judgmental during this action you are taking. So just create. And she wants to say this. Okay, I hope this is correct. But she said she is the muse of truth telling as well. That is what she is here. And prophecy. That's interesting. I didn't know that. At least I don't remember reading that. But she said she is here to tell you the truth about yourselves as a human species. Not as an individual, but just as a species. And that as a species, creation, being a creator is our very right. We are endowed with this, she's calling it talent, but really it's a purpose. She said the purpose of life itself is to create, as we create every day through our thoughts, our will, and our action. So this is our tool. Utilize it for many purposes here, but she said help yourself, lift yourself up, and one way to do so is to create from the heart, create for fun. And again, if you would like to ask her for assistance, do not be so shy, she said. Step forward, announce yourself to me, and yes, of course, extend an offering. She will be there to help guide you through your own personal creations. And she said this too, even with writing. So if you are a skilled writer or would like to become a masterful writer, these are her words, then call upon her name and allow her to guide you thus with the pen, and she will do so at her own will. And she wants to keep saying, out of all the muses, you know, call upon her. And she has helped many creators in the past with their own skill to be better than they are as they were winging it, she just said. But there are many spirits here to help you, as this is a challenging world you've learned. And she is one of many. But she is grateful also indeed to be of service to yourself. So if you need support, if you need assistance in this direction, in this guise, is what she said, please do not be too afraid to call upon her name. And she will present herself as such. I'm asking her if there's anything else she would like to say. This was very interesting to see her and hear her speaking as well. Okay, she just wants to emphasize connect to her. Don't think that you can't do it. She's saying every spirit is allowed to speak and to dialogue with what is beyond the self, herself included. So take the plunge, have fun, and have the courage to speak to her, and she will respond in like and kind. But she's saying also that she will respond most likely in your mind. All right. So I just want to thank Calliope for really being here and for the courtesy of her presence. And again, everybody, if you would like to connect to her, then I would recommend an offering. There's milk, honey, and even water, a candle maybe, and maybe some incense as well to her. And she just said, and she will be proud, you know, she'll be proud to step forward, even including me. Okay. Everyone, thank you so much for connecting today with me and listening to today's episode. I really hope that this has been helpful, and I'll be back soon with another episode. All right, everybody, take care. Hi, everybody. Before we officially say goodbye for the weekend/week, I wanted to tell you something very quickly that I thought was funny. You know, as I'm creating this podcast and connecting with different goddesses, as I learn about them, because obviously I don't know about every single goddess and their stories under the sun, I do have to study, read their books, write the episodes out, etc.
But I learn about them more when I tune into them and start, you know, communing with them. Well, today I, you know, sat at my desk and I was going to record via Zoom because I think the sound is better. I used to always do it on my phone. Anyway, when I sat down and I started invoking Calliope, the first thing I heard was like, get up and go sit. No, she said, get up and meet me at the altar, because I do have an altar. And I kind of laughed because you never know how a goddess would like you to interact with them or what their rules are, because they do have that as well. You don't know until you begin communing with them. So I got up and I got my phone and I sat at the altar, and immediately I felt her presence and we were ready to go. All of this to pretty much tell you that, you know, when you begin to do, when you begin to communicate with any of these goddesses, they do have their own set of rules, and that's why I think it is important to read about their history, but also read about the historical context, meaning what was worshiping like in ancient Greece / ancient Rome, what were the expectations, was purification necessary before and after, etc. I honestly did not know that I had to sit at the altar to communicate with her, and I did not find that in writings. But this is also where, what's the word I would like to use with this? Where experience, like practicing and communicating and having experience with a goddess is very, very important, because you learn through communication. And usually they're pretty bold, in my opinion, or upfront about what their expectations are, what to do and what not to do. And I can feel her here as I'm talking to you still. Like she just said, they'll clue you in on what is expected and what the rules are, what the expectations are, she said. So if it's important for them, for you to be clean before communicating, they will tell you that. If it's important for you to, I don't know, have certain candles lit, certain types of incense, specific type of offerings. I've had that experience as well, where I was shown something very different than what I learned about. So I'm just jumping on here very quick to say I did not know that. So if you plan to communicate with one of the muses, especially her, please make sure you do give your offerings at your special sacred place, your special altar, and sit down with her and communicate with her. And again, as she, you know, specified, she'll communicate with you via your mind. So you'll feel a message, or all of a sudden a thought will, you know, just come into your mind out of the blue. That will be her. Or if you're a clairaudient, you'll start hearing her speak. Or if you're a I'm totally tired today. If you are clairvoyant, she'll start to show you things. I started to get pictures of her, and I got a major, she gave me a gift a week ago when I first started communicating with her and giving her offerings, etc. So I am going to be quiet. I really hope what she told you today was very impactful, that there were some takeaways for you, and hopefully it was enough to encourage you to keep pushing forward with whatever it is you're working on. Or if there's something that you've been wanting to dabble in and you feel, you know, strange about or you're unsure, you know, communicate with Calliope, and I'm sure she'll push you to experiment and do it. Okay, everybody, please, please, please have a great week ahead, and I look forward to talking with you soon. But really, before I hang up here, I've been meaning to say this every single episode and I forget. If you have just started communicating with a goddess, or if you started dreaming about them since listening to this show, or if you've been practicing this way, I would love to hear your stories. I am very excited to share people's stories, but also I want to learn about it. So I want to know, you know, what you learned by connecting to whomever. So if you can put any type of experience in the rating section or the reviews and comments of the podcast, I would love to read them. Or of course, you can always email me as well. And I just want to hear your stories. So please feel free to share them. And if you have any questions, always feel free to reach out. I can do a Q&A episode answering everybody's questions. Everybody, take care. And again, please have a wonderful weekend. All right. Bye-bye.